How much is communication the issue with these tight ends that seem to find the soft spot in the defense the last couple of weeks?
I think we've been good with communication. It's just, you know, these tight ends run challenging routes for us, especially for our zone coverage. You know, they have a tendency to get behind us in our zones, and it's a challenge. It's a challenge for us, especially we've played some really good tight ends. We've played really well against some good tight ends, and then last week got, you know, a couple big plays, things got away from us. So that's one thing. We're just going to continue to have to work on it.
The best way to take them out, to stop their run?
I mean, stopping the run is always priority number one, especially this week against the Browns, because they have such a great running attack. And then they like to throw to the tight end off of that, you know, play action pass and throw that tight end deep downfield. So stopping the run is going to be a huge priority for us.
Is there anything that you can take advantage of with the new center in the ball game? Communication issues with the quarterback, quick snaps? I mean, anything that you know?
We're going to have to get in the game and see how he's doing. I mean, I know that they have a veteran guy that's going to be able to replace Mac, but Mac is he's a very, very good player, you know, Pro Bowl player. So he's tough to replace, but I'm sure they'll have a guy that's going to come in there and do a good job.
Gus talks all the time about applying pressure but not anxiety. At 0-6, does anxiety creep in, and how do you avoid it?
That's the challenge in avoiding it, because we have to make sure that we stay completely focused on our jobs and everything that we need to do to get better, and not worry about stress or anxiety. When that starts to fill your mind, then you have no chance of competing at your highest level. So that's definitely the challenge, because our record is not good, but we still have to be able to block that out and say, all right, well I need to do whatever I can to get better today.
There's times where you say, that was good, this was good, that was good, and putting it all together is the key. How do you do that?
Yeah, we have to continue to work to be consistent. You know, that's the main thing, to play a game for 60 minutes at a high level. We've played at a high level at times, but we haven't been consistent where we're playing that way for four quarters. That's the next step. We have to find a way to take that.